Welcome to this production of MindBiz. This portion is taken from the MindBiz Intuitive Edge Basic Seminar. Hi, I'm Laura Silva Quesada, and I will be guiding you through positive thoughts, positive outcomes. In this microcourse, you will learn how complete life changes can occur by simply changing the polarity of your thoughts from the negative to the positive. This microcourse will demonstrate how your thought precedes physical manifestation. First, you must think the thought before it can manifest, and most thoughts manifest regardless of their being positive or negative. Let's begin. It is amazing how you can change anything about your life and how you live by simply changing how you think. How you think can lead to outcomes that lie anywhere between bliss and devastation. Your thoughts are energy in motion, and persistent thoughts are powerful. The power of thought lies in that for anything to occur or manifest, the thought must come first. Thought precedes manifestation. First you think it, and then you manifest it. Thoughts seem to have the power of attracting matter in just the right way so it conforms to the image directly associated to the thought. You're an expert at manifesting your thoughts. You do it from the time you awaken in the morning until the time you go to sleep at night. And you do it in the form of what you wear, the fastest way to get to work, what you eat for lunch, or who you talk to in order for the deal to go through. These are all examples of the many thoughts you manifest day in and day out. This is a powerful reason why your thoughts need to be in alignment with your goals, dreams, and desires. Your thoughts either work for you or they work against you. They have a way of attracting or creating outcomes. When they work for you, they are congruent to what you want. Otherwise, they tend to have a sabotaging effect. Some people are positive they will meet the love of their life, and they do. Others know that wherever they go, they will find the perfect job, and they do. Soon, you will discover that you gravitate, consciously or subconsciously, towards whatever you dwell on. Awareness over your thoughts being congruent to what you desire results in a life of your own design. Anything less may result in a life designed by others. The problem still remains that most people go about their day unaware of what they are thinking, living life unconsciously. Add more consciousness to your thought process by answering the following questions. Are your thoughts your own, or do they belong to your father, mother, spouse, or boss? Is your inner voice your own, or does it belong to someone else? Is your self-talk supportive of your dreams, goals, and desires? Are your thoughts congruent with what you want? What are some of the beliefs that run your life? What thoughts are constantly on your mind? What images are attached to your persistent thoughts? What kind of person would you say you are? Positive or negative? Optimistic or pessimistic? What kind of person would you say your spouse is? Positive or negative? Optimistic or pessimistic? What kind of people would you say your friends are? Think of the impression people have of you. How do you think they view you? Positive or negative? Optimistic or pessimistic? The quality of your thoughts is expressed in everything you do, through your behaviors, gestures, mannerisms, body language, lifestyle, and speech. To the keen observer, all forms of expression are very revealing, the most revealing one being in the way you speak. Your speech reveals how you perceive yourself and the world in which you live. If you want to know how someone thinks about life, listen to them speak. The words you use when you speak are a reflection of the way you think, what you believe, and even fear. Every word has meaning, and in the automatic way you associate the words with each other, memories, fears, past experiences, and body language, you expose who you are. The words that some people use when they speak reveal their personality as being either positive or negative. Positive people focus mostly on what they want, how it could be better, and what can be learned or gained from any situation. Negative people focus on what is wrong, bad, missing, or what they don't want or like. In either case, the polarity of the expression reveals where the focus is on in the various aspects of life, such as health, relationships, finances, and happiness. Whether you think positively or negatively about anything, whatever you focus on will expand in that direction. People who feel deprived of the good things in life, such as a nice home, friends, a special love, children, money, or health, have a greater tendency to focus on what they want and don't have. This only reinforces the existence of what they are lacking. The same is true for those who are always thinking of all the things they don't want yet have, such as high bills, low income, worries, a demanding boss, illness, or other problems. What you focus on will expand in that direction. It would make more sense to focus on what you do have and want, such as good health, an income, family, friends, and opportunities to grow. Allow the goodness in your life to continue growing and expanding in that positive direction. Express an attitude of gratitude by being grateful for the things that you don't want and don't have. Not having life-threatening disease, not being jobless, not living in a war-torn country, not being the only human alive, not having your house infested with mold, not having your car break down in the middle of nowhere, not being unjustly imprisoned, not being chased by an ankle-snapping pit bull, and not going to bed hungry. The value in thinking positively is that it brings into your life experience more of what you desire. Most people believe they think positively, yet when you ask them what they want in life, they will often phrase their statements in a negative way, such as, I don't want to be sick. I don't want my marriage to fall apart. I don't want to be broke, and finish by saying, you see how positive I am? That is not thinking positively. To think positively is to express what you want instead of what you don't want. I want to be healthy. I want a happy, loving, and supportive marriage. I want to live with abundance. Positive expressions are congruent to positive thinking. Many words have negative and destructive images and feelings associated with them, such as pain, kill, burn, sick, hate, stupid, crazy. Other words express limitations such as can't, never, must, should, or shouldn't. These are not bad words. They all have their place in our language when they are used appropriately. One example is the word pain. It makes sense to say, I hit my finger with the hammer and I have pain. It does not make sense to say, you give me a pain in the neck. Many of our instructions and commands to others are phrased in a way that brings about the opposite result. You might say to a child running out to play, "Don't slam the door." The result is that, no matter how loud you yell the command, the child slams the door. The rushed child's brain does not process the word "don't" as quickly as it does "slam the door." Slam the door stands out more as a visual statement than the word "don't." The immediate reaction is to follow instructions and slam the door. You would have had a better result having said, "Close the door quietly." This happens more often than we realize. Think of when you send a family member to the grocery store and you say to them right before they leave, "Make sure you don't forget the milk." When they get back home from the store, they have everything you asked for except the milk. It would have been much more effective to say, "Make sure you remember to buy the milk." Negative expressions are used frequently and unconsciously with little or no awareness of the possible repercussions. When a person thinks or says, "I don't want to be sick," their intention is one of desiring health. Yet, the words in the statement, the mental focus, and the mental pictures generated by that thought are actually reinforcing the illness. Your brain and mind are hearing and seeing you being sick and produce an electrochemical response within your body that can influence your health. In this case, they keep you sick. The more you think or say the statement, the stronger the program. If suddenly you begin to think and say, "I want to be healthy and strong," your brain and mind see and hear your desires and can begin the road to recovery. A road to recovery that could have started a long time ago. This concept goes along with a branch of medicine called psychoneuroimmunology that studies a relationship between mental attitude and health. Thinking, picturing, and saying only those things you desire not only influences your health, it influences every area of your life. You are a highly programmable being. The stronger the program fed into the brain, the more effective it is. Programs are made stronger through repetition. The more you repeat negative expressions, the more likely you are to create them. Using negative expressions promotes a negative pattern of thinking, and that works against you. How many times do you think you need to repeat the saying, "That breaks my heart," before it takes root and actually happens? Granted, the mere repetition of a negative expression does not guarantee its manifestation, but take note of how many illnesses and symptoms people contract are embedded in these negative expressions. What is the quality of the thinking pattern of people who are ill? What expressions do they say frequently? Extreme negative expressions usually overstate the reality and tend to contribute to stress. Avoid negative words and statements. Catch yourself as you think and speak. Either replace negative expressions and beliefs with positive ones, or replace them with expressions that more accurately reflect your feelings or the situation. Your pattern of thinking is learned through time. You may have acquired the same thought patterns as your mother, father, or spouse. Evaluate the quality of your life and decide how well your pattern of thinking is working for you. If your life is going great, then continue thinking, believing, and behaving the way you always have. If not, then you need to change something in the way you think, believe, and behave. The way you think is a habit that is so deeply rooted and so strong that you may not even know it exists. Good habits make your life easier. Bad habits make your life difficult and less enjoyable. Once you become aware of the polarity of your thinking pattern, then you can choose to keep it or to change it. To think positively or to think negatively is a matter of choice, your choice. Breaking this habit is easy to do and is the first place to start if you want immediate positive changes in your life. Thinking negatively is a bad habit you need to kick. There's no benefit in thinking negatively. The repercussions are enormous and costly to your health, happiness, and well-being. There's only room for positive thinking. Positive thinking is not wishful thinking or pretending that everything is perfect. Positive thinking leads to positive being and involves both your attitude and your perception about your living experience. Perception is what you notice or focus on. Your attitude has to do with how you think and feel about what you perceive and the meaning you give it. We all know people who have a jaundiced perception together with a negative attitude. They tend to perceive only the disadvantages and what is wrong. Their attitude is one of things being mostly bad, and they expect these things, through time, to get worse. When you run into a jaundiced, negative-type person and ask them how they're doing, they spill out their guts and tell you everything that is going wrong in their lives. When bad things happen to them, they feel like victims of a situation instead of active players who helped create it. Imagine what the lives of a jaundiced, negative must be like when always living with doom and gloom. The other extreme includes people who seem to be experiencing life with a sense of denial. Their perception is so rosy-eyed that their attitude is way too positive. When you run into a rosy-eyed positive and ask them how they're doing, they run out of adjectives that describe how great every aspect of their life is in hopes of convincing you. They see only the good as if the bad doesn't exist. They notice only advantages in a somewhat naive way, and they ignore, deny, or make excuses for all that is bad. Although this kind of thinking can help protect the emotions, it tends to be somewhat disengaging. A rosy-eyed positive seems to be living unaware of what is really going on, as if living in an imaginary bubble. What seems to be the most efficient way of thinking is to have a combination of a realistic perception together with a positive attitude. This means that you have the ability to notice the good and the bad, advantages and disadvantages, and the attitude is one that expects things to improve and evolve in a positive direction. A realistic positive can learn and benefit from any situation, making positive adjustments through time. When you run into a realistic positive and ask them how they're doing, they simply say, "Better and better." This implies that their life is constantly improving in a very real way. Positive thinking shapes healthy attitudes and self-concept. Take some time to listen to yourself think and talk. If you want to reprogram yourself to be more positive, then catch yourself every time you think or talk in a negative or limiting manner. Immediately acknowledge the negativity. Make a mental backspace and say, "Cancel that." By saying this, you're actively making a choice to change the habitual way of thinking. Follow that by saying, "Enter this," and replace it with some more useful and positive thought or statement. Soon, thinking positively will be your natural way of thinking, and it will bring you benefits for the rest of your life. Some examples are these: "I forgot," "I'm so forgetful," "Cancel that and enter this," "It slipped my mind," and "It will come to me soon." "They're driving me crazy." "Cancel that and enter this." "Relax and take control." My job makes me sick. Cancel that and enter this. I will always find a way to make my job gratifying, or I'll find another job. I'll probably flunk my exam. Cancel that and enter this. I will stay relaxed during the exam and pass it. It breaks my heart to see starving children. Cancel that and enter this. I feel sad when I see starving children. I'm dying to go to the movies. Cancel that and enter this. I'm looking forward to going to the movies. I can't stand my boss. Cancel that and enter this. I don't like my boss. In the process of breaking your habit, you will become very sensitive to how others speak as well. You may even be tempted to correct them when they say something negative. The word cancel may even slip out a few times. One of the great benefits you will notice as you begin to speak more positively is that others will follow by example. Positive energy will radiate from within you, and that is far more attractive than negative energy. People will enjoy being around you and will be compelled to imitate you. Those closest to you will also make positive changes automatically without even knowing why. Keep in mind that once a thought is out, the universe doesn't seem to care whether it's positive or negative. The universe will simply respond to that thought. This is why it is so important to be conscious of what is going on inside your head. What you think about, you bring about. You are responsible for all your outcomes in your living experience, regardless of whether the outcomes are good or bad. If what you are constantly thinking of is of a negative nature, then what you attract into your life or create will also be of a negative nature. The good news is that the opposite is true as well. This understanding alone can have a tremendous impact on your whole life. Your relationships will improve. Your business will benefit. Your health will get better. Every single area of your life will benefit, improve, and get better and better.